Hello and welcome to What's Up With That, a show not hosted by Ryan Hill, episode 3, season 4. We recorded this audio on October 16th, 2010. Breakfast Club, the brick wall in front of Jake's, hundreds of Purdue students drinking at 6 a.m., if not sooner, dressed in costume. All waiting to answer questions for What's Up With That, a show not hosted by Ryan Hill. We'd like to thank those that participated in this recording. We couldn't have done it without you. If you would like to partake in a future recording of What's Up With That, a show not hosted by Ryan Hill, come and see us almost every Saturday during Breakfast Club over by the brick wall in front of Jake's. Enjoy. WikiLeaks is releasing your entire family history, complete and uncensored. What are the three things that would be the most horrible aspects about it?
It's a completely sober-fied question. For the drunk people, we can't answer that, so I'm going to consult... We got nobody, but I'm going to say that that's just a no good question altogether. Just no good. Just, I mean, we can't like be identifying with super complex issues when we're drunk. I mean, when we're sober.
A lot of people have. I've been doing this for 4 years.
It's 4 years, super suit. We need this attention. We got an interview. We need this attention right here. We got Rockstar here.
Zombie interview.
True five. Need a high five. Times three. Two and three.
You said I'm a Rockstar.
This is a
Rockstar is interviewing. So we got Brett Michaels, F and A. Times two. We cannot do times one. We need a times two. There we go. We got times two. Brett Michaels right now.
Here's my grippy.
Yeah, that's the booby rubber.
And I'm the illegitimate child.
You're the threesome.
The love child. I'm the love child.
Hey, skunk, you suck.
You smell like drunk as a skunk.
Drunk as a skunk. What's up?
We gotta go across the street.
Yeah, we're going.
Hey, you go.
I would love to stay, but
that's okay. We'll be here all morning.
Rocking it. Keep rocking it. So, Dangles. You got Dangles right there. Officer Dangles!
Right here!
FNA! Oh my god!
Ho!
Oh!
Like a cheetah!
Oh, like a cheetah fucking monster!
Are you really getting anything out of this?
Oh yeah, we put this all online.
This is entertaining. Can I get a little high five?
Yeah.
A little. There we go. We got it.
It's little. Did you want to try the next question?
No.
No?
Well, my mom's a whore. Sister, Jesus Christ. She ran off a long time ago when we were 15. But my dad, you know, he's a good guy. He just beat me to death. And we made it out alive. That's all I care about, right?
Nine iron.
That's all.
Nine
iron. Yep. Pouring the cigarettes. Where are they at?
Yep.
That's all I want.
Hey, exactly. I agree completely, man.
We just can't get enough of, you know, the free t-shirts, the love from all the other countries, and
you gotta love, just yeah, all over the world, dude. You see these different cultures coming together here at Breakfast Club, you know? You got your Chileans, you got your green monsters, you got your Mexicans, you got your blacks, whites,
you got
everything.
Mexicans,
yeah. Everything, dude. Am I right?
You're right.
All
right.
Good time, man.
Look at this. Look at this
over here.
Where else are you gonna see this shit? Where else?
Yeah.
We're herd of zebras.
Boston. Yeah. Boston, Massachusetts, right here.
That's Boston. You would see this.
Yeah. International Breakfast Club.
Thank you.
Please motorboat me.
Please post that on the internet somewhere.
I probably don't even know myself.
If you just make them up, what do you think they would be?
I think
my sister's part black.
Really,
I really
a man.
Do. Your mom's really a man.
Her sister is part black.
Sister's part black, but there's no black.
Full blooded, and my dog has three legs.
No, your dog is mentally handicapped. Her dog is
my
mentally handicapped.
My old dog. My dead dog has three legs, okay? Damn it!
And your new dog is mentally retarded.
Oh, my Lord.
He really is, I swear. It's crazy.
My dad watches porn with my friends. Two, probably something with my dad. He's just a rock star. He was born, like, he's probably like the Ozzy Osbourne of, like, Asian people. Three, I'm gonna have to leave it to my boy.
Wiki. You're with Wiki.
No. WikiLeaks. Are you familiar with the website?
Yeah, WikiLeaks. Are you part of Wikipedia? Because that's all lies.
We all are.
I believe in the truth in the media. Love is... what's that thing that's going around? Love is louder. Love is louder. No more bullying. Put me on it. Oh, it gets better. It gets better.
I agree.
Oh my god, I have like that silent boyfriend. Like, he's just so quiet.
Okay, next one. Your nation.
Oh my god, that was one question.
That was censored.
One.
What Ricky are the three? Lake? WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks, okay.
Not Ricky Lake.
Okay, I thought you said no. Ricky Lake. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
What three events would be the most horrible aspects of it?
Wait. The illegal immigration of my family to the United States, which is kind of a controversial issue right now. But. That being said, I was listening to NPR the other day, and there's something going on where they're passing some sort of law about, did you know what I'm talking about? It's like...
Where? What?
Something about, I don't know if it's second generation, you know?
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Second generation... children of immigrant parents who come to the United States.
Oh, taking away the citizenship?
Well, no. They're giving them citizenship, but in return, they have to serve in the military.
I did not hear about this.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have
okay,
to look
so,
that up
I mean,
now.
I was born here, so I'm legit.
Right.
But it's a very controversial issue because, the only other place that I've ever heard of it. It was just like in Israel, where you're born into the military, like you have to serve,
yeah.
You know.
Man,
but it, I mean, it's cool though because you serve and then you get your citizenship, so it's kind of a cool thing. But yes, that's one of the things. I don't know how many did you ask for?
Three. All right, how many you want to give? You gave a good detailed explanation of one.
That's good enough, probably.
Right.
My brother, his penis fell off when he was five. Oh. My sister's not really a girl, and I'm gay.
Oh, we're just
yeah, we're just
his advisor.
I'm fucked.
I got a DUI. That's bad.
With something else.
I arrested for underage drinking.
I streaked through my neighborhood and all my neighbors saw me.
I streaked through my neighbors saw me too. Awkward.
Yeah, really awkward. My childhood friends all saw me naked. I don't know how I feel about that.
We have something in common. This is weird.
Yeah.
About my family?
Yeah, your family history.
Oh, I got some good one. You need to talk to me next.
Everyone, can we go around a circle?
All right. My great uncle, he's killed a few people. He's dead now, but he killed a few people back in the 50s. He's a bootlegger. Because in Kentucky, they still have liquor laws that counties are completely dry 7 days a week. My dad, when he was 20, ran moonshine. That's awesome. And they still kill people continually down in Kentucky. Just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm not joking. That's my three things,
that's
sir.
That's Mario.
My three things.
I got a pretty decent family history. I mean,
the most horrible thing could be, you know, they dropped a pizza and served it to the people at school. I mean, his horrible is different from your horrible. I mean, it's different gauges.
I think my horrible is worse. My great-great-great-grandpa was in the KKK.
I'm not joking either.
Yeah. That's awful. Yeah, I'm not proud of it, but it's true. So, terrible.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that I share the same bloodline as Ivan the Terrible. Are you really recording this?
Yeah.
Oh shit. My uncle's a fat bitch named Wario.
Wario.
Not gonna be there.
Nice.
Aww,
thank you.
Your nation decides to build new settlements in a nearby hostile territory. What kind of insurance policy do you take out on them?
Bomb shelter insurance. Because I swear to God, everyone nowadays wants to blow something up. So, basically, just bomb shelter insurance.
Bomb shelter. No comment, dude. No comment.
Next question.
You leave the country.
No, no, no. You get really good insurance because we're nurses, you big jerk. So you get free healthcare. Free healthcare. That's what I say.
I feel like it's...
Oh, free healthcare. Obama can kiss my fat ass.
I don't like Obama. I'm just a nurse, so...
You shouldn't want free healthcare then if you're a nurse. The only people, nurse practitioners get money out of that. Everyone else sucks.
Abby, you're hurting.
I just want to play with Legos. And I like guys with beards.
Run, run. There's a girl behind you, run.
I agree. I want to play with guys with beards as well.
You know, State Farm. That's what I use for my vehicle. I'll stick with State Farm. State Farm.
Liability. A shotgun!
Liability.
They all got shotguns, so I don't really need an insurance policy. Yeah. Those guys are pretty good. I'm from Floyd Knobs.
I'm a dick.
Have you ever heard of Floyd Knobs? That's how hick we are. It's called Floyd Knobs, Indiana. It's pretty bad.
As much as I can.
Fuck them all.
That works.
I win.
I have no clue. I don't know. Yeah, you break it, you buy it, I guess. I don't know.
I concur.
I agree with Luigi. You break it, you buy it, my friend.
You break it, you buy it, man.
Yeah, that's sounds good.
And that's an ultra player downfield by their penalty.
You're trapped in an underground mine with friends, family, and enemies. Tell us a journal entry from day 5.
Well, a rock fell on Chris's leg, so we ate him. It tastes really good. I like human. Human's a good taste.
Day 23.
Well, I've eaten everybody but one person. He's a little stronger than I am. But I think if I hit him in the face with my penis, it might just happen. I might kill him.
Day 57.
Well, I ate my left arm and my right arm. I hear dick's really good, but I'm not gonna eat that. I wanna keep that. I'm gonna eat my left leg.
Day 5. Fuck these people. I need cigarettes, beer, and Adderall.
Day 23.
Yeah, I'm pretty much gonna kill myself. This shit is not here.
Day 57.
I'm already dead. I'm gone.
Day 5.
Hell, we were already playing craps and shooting pool down there. Day 5. We knew it was over. We just tried to, you know, we basically just tried to make sure we had as good of a time as we could. And, you know, we might not have made it out of there alive, but they stuck one of them there elevators down in a hole, and we made it out. So yeah.
69 goddamn days. 69 days in the dark. No food, no water.
Yeah.
No pussy. Nothing, dude.
They say you can't live without water for 3 days, and by God, we did 69.
We proved them wrong.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Now, what about journal entry from day 23?
Day 23.
Day 23 is another story, dude.
Oh, my God. What the hell happened? Well, my beard was about 6 inches long, and I don't know. I mean, basically, we just sat there and talked about how each one of our wives are cheating on us, and, I can't.
The thing is, like, I got my mistress and I got my wife, and I'm starting to think, you know, day 23, you know, they're starting to figure shit out. You know, they're both waiting there, calling my name out, you know, in the dark. I figure.
You know, they ran off on someone else.
Exactly,
I mean,
dude. You know,
who wants to date someone underground?
Help but wonder what's going on up there. But you know, it all worked out in the end, and they both hugged me at the end of the ceremony. It was great, man. So
yeah. Day 57.
57, oh, by God. Did. At that time, I'm already talking about my movie contract. I mean.
Making that money. Hey, making that money.
It's all about that money. You know, we made up half the shit in there. My God, it ain't nothing bigger than
it. It wasn't bad at all, dude. We're all about the money, dude.
Oh, they lower food down to us, but
we could have gone out on day 14, I swear to God.
I swear to God. I mean, it's no big deal, you know. It's pretty much just sedimentary down there. And
ain't nothing but a peanut drill out of, but you know, we figure make a couple G's out of it, make that money and get up on out of there.
Day 30 was whenever we decided, hey, this book deal is just gonna blow up.
Yeah, we got the book and the movie, so we're doubling up.
Walkie talkie, this is straight out. This right here, this is out of the mind, you know, this is legit. And we basically told him, you know, let's make this thing 69 days because, you know, we can get a movie deal out of this if we just drag this thing out, you know, because no one's going to care about someone down there in 10 days. Oh, my God.
I swear to God.
This fucking sucks. I'm hungry and everyone has a boner.
I eat the first enemy I find.
Oh, my God.
Whoops.
Okay, give us a journal entry from day 23.
Everyone still has a boner and I'm still hungry.
I ate my enemies, and my friend is hot.
Whoops. All right, day 57.
Wow, this really fucking blows.
I ate my friends. They're all gone.
I found a game box, Xbox. Holy shit.
We found alcohol.
All right.
We made alcohol.
Dear God, I hope my friend has a beard. I wish I could read
my phone. This guy has a beard. I don't know whether to eat his brains or not. I don't know.
Day 23.
I hope his beard is as big as Osama's.
His brains are delicious.
Day 57.
Can it just be day 69?
Day 69.
Oh, that's exactly what I hope is happening.
Are there any more brains?
I think I probably want to kill friends and enemies because I can't be stuck with people for that long.
I shit my pants.
These are my friends and family. I want to kill them all after day 5.
I'd eat the enemies and hope for the best. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, day 23.
I think I'd be the only one left. I'd kill everybody.
I'd kill her first.
I'm the only one still alive, hoping for rescue here soon.
I'd pretty much eat dirt at this point. I'd be out by day 5. I'd figure a way out and just, you know, leave the rest behind. Leave the enemies behind and take my friends with me.
All right, day 57.
Everyone would be dead, possibly myself as well. That'd be really boring. I might kill myself.
I wouldn't even know what to do at that point.
I'm dead because I ran out of human meat to eat.
I'm definitely dead. If I weren't dead by then, I would have just killed myself. I'd be dead, yeah. No shit.
You and your party conduct a successful coup d'etat, making yourself leader of the entire world. What would end on your watch?
What would end on my watch? Oh God, this is a serious question. Prohibition.
On?
Just prohibition.
Period.
That's not it. America, goddammit.
Not America.
That's for sure. America ain't gonna
end. It's gonna last.
America's
gonna
last.
Yeah.
You know, if someone wants to get touchy with me, by God.
Red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue.
I'm gonna get thing one, thing two over here and have a good old time, I swear to God.
What end? I would kill everyone I hate.
My partner.
Apple?
Huh? I love apples.
I love apples.
And oranges. They go great with vodka.
Bullying.
Eating of the brains.
I love you.
What would end?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Racism.
That's a good one.
That's never gonna happen.
It should, though.
Let's get it on my watch. people who don't know how to drive. We just execute them all. That's my vote.
Execute the non-drivers.
Genocide.
I'm just being honest. What would end?
What about five-year-olds?
Kill all idiots who don't know how to drive.
Oh, idiots. Okay. Yeah, kill the idiots.
I wouldn't kill the idiots. I'd brand them, like, on their forehead, so everyone knows when you look at them that this guy's not worth, you know.
Yes.
Just brand the people.
Yeah, just include them. Just include them. Make them relevant, you know. Make them know.
Make them, you know.
It's not like make them know. Germany. Right. We're just going to brand them. That's what we're going to do. We're going to brand them like Nazi Germany.
And throw them in gas chambers.
Is this total, like...
Yeah, I'll show you the recording. Yeah. World peace.
World peace would end.
World peace would end. It would end.
Look how she tossed you aside. I'm already taking a picture.
No, I already did.
I believe you.
Hey, good girl, you're looking good in my face.
What's
the opens?
Sean?
Final thoughts.
America!
Times 10. That's what I got. Final thoughts.
Hey, ain't football. Final thoughts.
New high football rules.
Football, boiler up. Boiler up. Final thought.
Boiler up.
Final thoughts.
Thank you very much.
Hey, hug it, chug it. Football!
My dad raised me to be the man that I am today.
Fuck you! 69, bitches!
Shave. Again and again.
Tinkleberry.
Thank you.
I want a smoothie.
I like Purdue because I don't go here.
I would say that this show's amazing. You got all the Breakfast Club people. Has to be entertaining.
In the future when I'm applying for the job, they're going to pull this up and be like, remember all that awful stuff you said? And then I'm not going to get that job.
There's no names. They don't know who you are.
I don't really like Purdue football.
Go Gophers.
That guy is dressed like a Uyghur. If my son ever dressed like a Uyghur, I'd slap him in the face. I would slap him so hard in the face. Look at that outfit. That's a postman outfit. That is a good outfit.
Woo! Woo! Come on, give it to me, baby! Woo! Give me some love, baby! Woo! Come on, baby! Woo!
It's the second interview I've had with you.
I love it. So you remembered it.
Oh, dude.
How long ago was the last one?
Last year.
Was it last year?
And, well, it was probably 08. I think you asked me about Obama.
Yeah, that would have been the election season.
And I said some really crazy shit.
Yourself's leader.
Do you watch Big Brother?
No.
Okay, what's the question?
You're very ugly, Timmy.
Oh, thank you. I waved at you at the calculus.
I know.
Look at that creepy.
I told Dad to stay home and feed the cows, damn it.
Dude, that is seriously freaky.
Grandpa came up for the game.
You guys want to be in a radio interview?
No.
Hey!
Okay,
quit fucking doing a rain dance, goddamn.
Hey!
FM radio. FM radio. I hope you're not. Are you on FM?
No.
Thank God. FM radio. Point blank. That's it.
And that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Wait. Fuck FM radio. I don't want it. At all. Unless it's NPR and FM, which comes in a little bit clearer than 920. FM radio will end, please. No, seriously? Fuck FM radio, please! Go fuck yourself. FM radio.